With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Parts of Japan are under tsunami warnings on this New Year's Day with fear of waves exceeding 16 feet.
Strong earthquakes have struck off the coast of western Japan. The Japan Meteorological Agency says a series of tremors in the Sea of Japan shook Ishikawa and nearby prefectures today. One of them had a preliminary magnitude of 7.6, prompting a tsunami warning for Ishikawa and lower-level tsunami warnings or advisories for the rest of the western coast on the island of Honshu. I'm Donna Water.
Hospital officials in central Gaza say at least 35 people have died as the Israel-Hamas war rages on. A new wave of Israeli attacks coming a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed the war in Gaza will continue for many more months, resisting international calls for a ceasefire. The nearly three-month air and ground conflict has already raised fears of a regional conflagration. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. military says its forces fired on and killed several Houthi rebels after they attacked a cargo ship in the Red Sea. The confrontation marks an escalation in a maritime conflict linked to the war in Gaza. One White House official says we're going to act in self-defense. U.S. Central Command says a Navy crew shot down two missiles fired at a commercial vessel late Saturday. Then the Navy says four small boats attacked the same ship with small arms fire early Sunday. Central Command says the attackers fired on U.S. military helicopters and they fired back, sinking three of the boats. The Houthis acknowledge that 10 of their fighters were killed in the exchange of fire. Wall Street closed today. 2023 turned out to be a year of solid gains for the stock market. This is SRN News. A warning from a fundraising expert.
Derek Baker is telling churches and ministries there may be a generosity crunch in the not-too-distant future. That because of a shrinking middle class, younger generations less inclined to give, and the failure of nonprofits to keep up with the latest tech. Baker, who heads Dickerson Baker, says, quote, "We believe there's a perfect storm coming that is going to have a massive impact on nonprofits in the future." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a bill. It would have banned sex change operations on kids and prevented boys from competing against girls in sports. The GOP-dominated legislature has enough votes to override DeWine's veto, but if or when it will try to do so is not yet clear. Roughly 20 states have measures in place, like the proposed legislation in Ohio. However, those laws would be upended by a regulation put forth by President Biden that's set to be finalized early this year. This is SRN News. Dangerous waves along the West Coast.
Southern California's Ventura County issued a temporary evacuation warning for some residents living along the coast due to high surf. Officials warn that powerful waves, expected to reach up to 20 feet, were forecast near a stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway on Saturday. Authorities have lifted the evacuation warning. Powerful waves have pounded the West Coast this week, driven by Pacific storms. Conditions have begun calming down, however. A high surf warning in the San Francisco Bay Area downgraded to an advisory. John Scott reporting.
Former Texas Congresswoman Eddie Bernice Johnson has died. The trailblazing Democrat served in the House for several decades after becoming the first registered nurse elected to Congress and the first black chief psychiatric nurse at Dallas's Veterans Affairs Hospital. Eddie Bernice Johnson retired in 2021. More details, SRNNews.com.